Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
How long is it?
It will take a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. So, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote, and I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Oof. What was the second or third option?
It was, I am very likely to vote, and I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm somewhat likely to vote.
Thank you. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Unaffiliated.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Okay. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36
43.
To 40. Okay. Thank you. Right. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in the city government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environment resiliency, affordable housing, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
What was that question?
from the list that I just read, what would you consider will be the item that the new or the elected officials should focus the most on?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you read that again?
Yes, of course. Property insurance cost, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, affordable housing, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Okay. Definitely three of those that you said. Traffic and congestion, environmental safety with the flooding, and the cost of insurance for property. It's ridiculous. I'm paying $80,000 in insurance for my house and life. It's crazy.
I do understand. And out of those three, if you have to pick just one, which one will you choose?
Out of those three? Oh, man.
Yes.
Probably traffic. I hate to say.
Okay.
I mean, that's the most annoying thing.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Here there are no wrong answers. It's everything based on what you need,
you
feel. Yeah,
I was
just
thinking environment, too. I mean, the flooding is kind of scary, but the traffic is more annoying.
I understand. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each of them, you can indicate that as well. So the first name on the list is Donald Trump. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Unfavorable.
Sorry?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Next name is Kamala Harris. How do you consider your opinion about her, favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Next name is Aileen Higgins.
Aileen Higgins?
Yes.
I don't know that person.
Okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Next name is Miguel Gavela.
Don't know.
Francis Suarez.
Favorable.
Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'd say very favorable.
Okay. Next name, Joe.
I mean,
Carollo.
I don't know him. I've met him and he just seems like a cool guy and I have mutual friends with him. What was the other one?
The next name is Francis Suarez.
No, oh, no I sorry, said
Joe,
that.
Yeah, Joe Carollo, sorry.
Oh, Joe Carollo. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Demian Pardo.
Don't know.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava.
Oh, I met her. Somewhat favorable. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
okay.
I met her.
Okay. Christine King.
Don't know.
And Manolo Reyes.
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would probably lean towards Kamala Harris.
Okay.
If I had to.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'm so sorry. I didn't really follow that.
Don't worry.
Can you simplify it?
Yeah, but pretty much talks about if the people who want to run for mayor or commissioner or city commissioner, they should live in the city of Miami prior their being selected as candidates.
Oh, okay. How long do they have to have lived there?
1 year, at least.
Okay, and what is it currently?
I don't have that information. I just know this is the referendum.
Okay, yeah, I don't. I can't make an opinion on that one because I don't know what.
Okay.
I don't know how it is currently.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. Thank you. In the case the which opinion are you leaning towards, a yes or a no? With the information that you currently have, just what you are leaning towards.
If the commissioner of what has to live in Miami?
City commissioner and mayor, the candidates that will be running for those positions, they should leave.
Mayor and
city commissioner. Yeah, at least 1 year before their candidates.
Where? Within the city of Miami or within the county of Miami-Dade? In the city of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they can't live in... So they can live in Coconut Grove.
Exactly.
But they can't live in Coral Gables.
The statement just says city of Miami.
Pinecrest. So they can't live in Pinecrest and be the mayor of Miami. They can only live in the city of Miami.
Yeah, it says that city of Miami.
That seems like a... Maybe Miami-Dade County. I don't know. I live right on the border of Coral Gables and the city of Miami. Literally my street divides it, and when people send me mail, often these computer programs will put Coral Gables in automatically, even though I'm on the Miami side. I still get the mail. And then sometimes, if it's the city, like I need I had a fire alarm yesterday, actually. The trash pickup, everything, that has to be the city of Miami. But the people on the opposite side of my street, my neighbors, it's Coral Gables that picks up their trash. So I think, if what you're asking, does Francis Suarez have to live on one side of the street or another side of the street, that seems kind of silly. So I don't know. If that's why it's a referendum, I don't understand how the situation is currently. Does that mean that someone's allowed to, like, maybe they shouldn't live very far away? I don't know. I just don't have enough information. I don't think I would necessarily support that referendum.
Okay, don't worry. I understand. Completely. So don't worry. Okay, let's continue. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance of Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing with $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you just vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
What was the address of that?
It says 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island.
1111 Harvard.
Parrot as the animal. Parrot as the bird. Parrot Jungle Trail.
Oh, Parrot Jungle Trail. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I know where that is. Parrot Jungle Trail. I just want to look at the map. And they want to lease this to build residential housing?
Residential and commercial uses.
This is on Jungle Island?
Yeah, that's what it says here, on Watson Island, yes.
Watson Island. Watson Island Park. Okay, Joya Beach Club. So wait, is this where Joya Beach Club is?
Yeah.
So they would build over Joya Beach Club and the Jacket Island Gardens.
I don't know if it is exactly there. I just know there are, what it says here, 5.4 acres on Watson Island. I don't know the specific location.
For what? What are they going to do? Lease it out?
Here, I just know that the company, it is Eco Resiliency Miami LLC residential and commercial uses. It doesn't specify.
Eco?
Eco Resiliency.
Resiliency?
Yeah.
Eco Resiliency LLC. Whose company is that?
I don't know much about them.
Environmental Eco Resiliency LLC. I don't even see this company. I'm Googling it. There's no information about this company. Can you tell me more about what this company does?
To be honest with you, I don't know much about it.
I don't know. Then I mean, it sounds okay, but I don't know what this company does. So, you know, it's I don't know what the alternative is. The city owns it. This is public space. So if it's public space, and they want to, yeah, it sounds like they're really helping this company out a hell of a lot, you know? So I'd like to know what they are.
Yeah, well,
did the city do a competitive bidding process? I mean, I would say the way I would do this in my company is I would run a competitive bidding process, and I would ask my shareholders and my board of directors to decide between a menu of different options, right? So I don't know if they did that or not.
I don't have that information. And actually, there is a third statement. That one is similar to this one. It has a little bit more information about the situation. It's not like, it's like, you will see that third statement is like an option to this one as well. Very similar.
Okay.
So, in this case, for this one in a specific, would you say that you will vote in favor or against, or?
Eco Resiliency? I'm trying to find out what the company does. Maybe Miami? LLC Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a company I've heard of, that. I mean, eco resiliency sounds good because resilience and sustainability.
Well, you can find as well a little bit more of information if you Google it as my Watson Island Development Proposals.
There we go. Watson Island Development Proposals. I mean, I think all this construction is great. I can't wait for it to be over. But it's good for the property values. Should Miami sell part of Watson Island? Condos. Rendering. Oh, look, see. There is information. I mean, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get. Harda was less enthusiastic. Oh, because it's affordable housing. Climate, okay. Which includes Watson Island. Is particularly prone to flooding and climate damage. Okay.
My understanding is there is already, I wouldn't say contract, but there is already something established about how this will be worked, and these referendums are options on how this could be modified. So that's why mm-hmm. I mentioned this is the one, like option A, and then we have option B. That is the following one on how it could be adjusted. But I really don't know what is the original material.
Eco Resiliency LLC sharing their vision for the site. Miami Green Space. Okay. Well, I have had a very, very bad experience with some of these con artists, quote unquote, developers that swim in these shark infested waters in Miami. So that's why I want to know who's behind this company. Because if it's a guy, there's a guy that ripped me off. I had a lot of work done on my house. And I've seen a lot of shady people in this industry here in Miami.
I understand.
So that's why I want to know who they are. I mean, the name sounds fine, but Aventura ESG Capital, Terra Group, okay. Well, I live in Coconut Grove. Yeah, I don't know. Can I just abstain from this one?
Yes, of course. Okay.
I think I would probably vote yes, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, actually, yeah, and that's the following question. If you have, if you're leaning towards an option, you just mentioned there will be yes, so we'll select that one. And the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term for 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contributions to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshares units becomes condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you just vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
What is affordable housing? What does that mean exactly in Miami? I know what it means I've seen affordable, they do different things in New York with it, right? They have, in the old days, they used to have like the projects and they still have those, but now what they do to expand is they create certain floors of brand new, beautiful luxury buildings, and they make that affordable housing. They don't finish the apartments as nicely, and they have subsidized people who are getting, you know, support from the government living in the same building as people that are on higher floors paying much higher rent. And they have, like, in some cases, like, their own elevator kind of, and they can't have like a separate entrance, but that's how New York does it. And New York gives huge subsidies to the developers for that. And so the developers get incredible, you know, it's very lucrative for them to take those deals from the city. But at the same time, they're taking risk because they're putting, you know, luxury tenants together with affordable housing tenants. So, I don't know how they do it here in Miami. I got to be honest. That, yeah. That's what they do in New York.
And
so,
yes,
so what do they mean by affordable housing?
Yeah, and we don't have more explanation about it, to be honest. So I cannot give you more details about this because I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's about how they do the affordable housing, right? Like, I want to support affordable housing, but I don't want ugly affordable housing, you know, like a ghetto.
Yeah.
I want nice affordable housing. Like, and so maybe if they do it the way New York does it, that could work. I mean, like, I lived in a beautiful building. I had a penthouse, and there was affordable housing in the lower levels, and most people didn't even know that. Most of the luxury tenants were not even aware of it. And so that maybe that's the solution.
To be honest with you, I cannot share more because I really don't know more about the how the planning for this is. I just have this statement about the amendment. They are trying to or planning to introduce in the referendum.
Can you read that one again?
Yes. The name of this will be Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. Shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway? Sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million. Reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive buy-in, and authorize at no cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units to become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I was just reading, I was back on the Watson Island thing. I'm so sorry. I was just reading about this. Thank you actually for this, because now I'm actually studying for this election. So I know exactly what this is. There's that huge wasted area, Joya Beach. It's all closed off and fenced off, and it's a huge area of waterfront. It's just wasted. They have a stupid little pop-up there, and they have DJs come, and nobody goes there. No one really hangs out there. It's, like, empty. They should definitely replace that with nice condos. I would vote yes on this. Now. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, they should definitely replace that. I don't like what they're doing there with Joya Beach. That's a joke.
Okay.
I mean, it's nice. I liked it before they changed ownership, actually. But I don't think that's going to survive. I don't think they can. That's probably what's going on. They probably can't pay their lease, right? They probably can't pay their lease.
I'm not sure. I just know that they are trying to make adjustments on that.
That's a waste. The city should definitely open that up to the public. I support that.
Okay, perfect. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
For Watson Island?
Yeah,
Definitely voting yes.
Okay. And now the remaining questions on the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island and what we just were asked about. All right, so now you will be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of them. The first statement, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
Sorry, what's that? No.
This statement says all at no cost to the city taxpayers. That means that as a taxpayer, you won't be charged more taxes for this.
For what?
For this project.
For Watson Island?
Mm-hmm. For the project. Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to say
if you
what?
Approve or disapprove this.
Oh, do I approve of this not being funded with tax revenue?
Correct.
Well, how would it be funded then? With debt? Municipal bonds? Or
with private funds.
Private. Oh, okay. Like eco-resiliency.
Yeah.
So, but they're paying the lease, right? Or what? I guess I'm not understanding.
Well, yeah.
So the city's not gonna fund the development.
Correct.
Of the public space.
Correct.
It's gonna be developed by a private company.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Do you say?
I don't think the government does anything well, so I'd rather have a company do it.
Would you say that you strongly approve this or somewhat approve this?
I approve it strongly.
Okay, thank you. Allowing previously...
As long as it's a good company and not a sketchy company, you know, that's why I was wanting to know who they are.
Okay, I understand. Then allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Allowing what to be condominiums?
Allowing previously approved timeshares residents to be condominiums.
Timeshare residences.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't like timeshare residents. I don't like part-time people.
Okay, so would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to the tenant at appraised fair market value.
Oh. Appraised by who?
It just says appraised to the fair market value.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's an honest appraisal.
Yeah. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then allowing office space to be included.
Strongly approve.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Strongly approve.
Reducing
wait, Biscayne Bay, that's the... Oh, is that the like where the water is really shallow and it's like very like families. It's a lot of families and they go and play with kids, like very local, and like the very local park. Kind of thing.
That,
where the,
that's,
it's like the
that's
bay,
my understanding.
You know?
That's my understanding, but I'm not 100%
okay.
sure.
Okay. It's already very public and open. So what else? I mean, what would they be expanding exactly?
I imagine that the areas, you know, adding more space for people to walk. And that again, I'm not that familiar with that. But it just says that pretty much they will open the public space and will like
okay.
do better infrastructure for them.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty nice by the Ritz. So like Key Biscayne, like there's that waterfront area. Yeah, that's like the beach, like there's like that little wildlife park there. Is that what we're talking about? Where there's like the everyone barbecues and there's like the you can get like an ice pop.
To be honest,
and
you,
people
I
play
don't...
music. I used to go jogging there with my ex-girlfriend. She loves it there. I think that's what we're talking about. The waterfront along Biscayne Bay. Let me look at the map. Because waterfront. Well, now I'm going to have to go vote because I've been doing my research.
Well, that's part of the purpose, you know, this type of survey is not only get your opinion, but for you to know a little bit more what it's on stake.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Biscayne Bay. Like where the Rusty Pelican is?
Sorry?
Like where the Rusty Pelican?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I'm not that familiar with the area.
So you don't live in Miami?
No, I don't.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess I'm in favor of it.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know if I want to pay tax money for it, though.
Oh, okay. And then the last two statements are reducing the overall amount of development. Again, because that's pretty much what the referendums are about, making adjustments on the current conditions, and a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Are you, do you approve or disapprove these two statements?
Approve of what?
The reducing the overall amount of development, and then other one is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
Reducing the amount of development.
Yeah, because on the statements for the referendum mentions the pretty much changing the regional plans and change some infrastructures into another one. So that's why it's saying that it's reducing the overall amount of development.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think I support reducing. I like the development. I mean,
okay.
I want it to be over, but in general, I want the city to be bigger.
Okay. And then would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove this?
Oh, the affordable housing?
The amount of development, reducing the amount of development, would you say strongly disagree
okay. with reducing the amount of development.
And the next one is a contribution, the $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
I agree.
Okay. Strongly agree or somewhat,
$9 million meaning what? What does that mean? $9 million.
To be honest with you, we don't have more information about it.
$9 million of the entire city budget is nothing. That sounds like very, very small amount. $9 million. How much is the city's budget?
We don't have that information. It is part of the contract. The pretty much $9 million will be given in return to do projects for affordable housing.
Okay, the city of Miami's budget is $2.76 billion, and we're talking about $9 million. Of course, I mean that's nothing, right? Am I missing something? $9 million?
I mean, this is just,
yeah, of
again,
course.
It's part of the statement. Yeah.
I mean, out of $2.76 billion, the voters have to vote on $9 million for affordable housing? That sounds weird to me.
Okay.
Like, why are they are they saying that we should be outraged that this extra $9 million is going to affordable housing out of two? That makes no sense. I don't get that.
I do understand that it's part of the... Remember the last statement, or this statement says that it will be sold or leased the property for $25 billion.
Oh right, it's about the use of the property. The use.
Yeah,
do I think it's okay that they're using it for affordable housing?
Yeah, $9 million.
And like I said,
25.
I want to see the development plan. I don't want them to build a ghetto. So that's not something I would support. But if they want to build something nice with $9 million for the affordable tenants, then they should. But I don't, you know. So actually, where can I look to see the plans for the affordable housing?
Well, I don't have like a link or something to share with you. I just sharing, you know, that this is a possibility that you will see this referendum on your ballot. But yeah, if you would like to investigate a little bit more, you can do it.
Affordable Watson Island affordable housing. Miami. Harbor Project. Mixed use development, south side. This ambitious set to enhance one of food's plans for hotels, retail outlets, offices, residents. Wow. Two luxury hotels. Oh my gosh. Seawall. That's good. Oh. Stormwater. Oh, gosh. Yes. Yes, I support this. I support this very much. Sounds great.
Okay. Okay, so strongly approve.
Yes.
Right. Okay. You will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes the marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshares residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against
yes.
this? Okay.
Yes.
Definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, or leaning
definitely
yes.
Definitely yes. Definitely
okay.
yes.
Okay. What is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
I like that it's going to be new wall, seawall, that it's going to be brand new and luxury, and that there will also be facilities for those less fortunate, and it'll be public. It'll be used. It's not useful right now. I go there. I go to Deck at Island Gardens, and I go to Joya, and they always kind of feel empty. It feels like a bad use of space, and, you know, there, it's just a lot of wasted space there. So somebody needs to build something nice and beautiful there. So I support it. I'm tired of seeing it wasted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. All right, let me just, okay. All right, perfect. You will be now giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all, as a convincing reason to vote against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting city halls with pet projects that lines their own pockets. So would you say that is a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote against?
Not a convincing, wait, I mean, Say that again? They're lining their pockets. Who's lining their pockets?
These are like these are statements that people might say, or like general opinions mm-hmm. about this. It's not in a specific situation that it's going on. It's, you know, like something that you can hear about it and if this will influence or not for you to vote against. So if there is a reason for you, a strong reason enough for you to vote against. That's pretty much the measurement of this. It's not something that is actually happening or adding names of someone mm-hmm. in a specific or somewhat. So the statement again is, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects and line their own pockets.
So, I would that would be a problem for me if that were true, but I don't think that's true. So
okay.
I mean I don't see that it's if someone sent me an article that led me to believe that was the case here, then yeah. But that wouldn't be my assumption. That's not my net, you know. I don't just assume that that's going on just because it's a company that's doing, a private company. Some people think that if anyone's making money, then what they're doing must be evil. I'm not one of those people. I don't think it's evil that a private company can make a profit on building something nice for the public. I think that's okay.
Okay, so for you, it's not a convincing reason to vote against, right?
It would be if it were true, but if someone just making that statement does not make it true. So, no. As a general matter, like as a general principle, no. I don't think that would be true in all cases.
Okay, so for you, it's not too convincing or not at all convincing to vote against. Talking as a general matter.
Yeah. No.
Not at all?
Not really, no.
Okay. All right, next statement. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
That would not be a reason to vote against it, no.
Okay, all right. Not at all convincing, right?
Not at all convincing.
Okay.
No.
All right. This proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Yes, that would be a reason.
Will be
that,
very.
That would be a very convincing reason for me to vote against it. Yes.
Okay.
Very convincing.
Okay. There has
In
been.
In fact, now maybe I am going to vote against it. See, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that.
I'm just reading. Sorry. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford.
Not a reason to vote against it, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next question. So now you will be, now we will do the same exercise, but in favor. So now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterward, please indicate whether the argument is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first statement is, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. So,
yes.
It is convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
Convincing, strongly.
Thank you. This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Yep. Strongly convincing.
This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Yep. Strongly convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Good. Oh, wait, reduce the amount of hotels.
Hotel rooms, but instead,
condos.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Strongly approve.
Okay. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Private individuals. I thought it was a company.
This is like again, a general statement is just pretty much saying that the funds are coming from a private source and not the government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Convincing.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Thank you. Would you say definitely will vote in favor or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And we're about to finish. Now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump? Biden, okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
PhD.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. This concludes our okay. Perfect. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.